Jeremiah, chapter 20. Now Pashur, the son of Immer the priest, who was leading officer in the house of Yahweh, heard Jeremiah prophesying these things. Then Pashur struck Jeremiah the prophet, and put him in the stocks that were in the upper gate of Benjamin, which was in the house of Yahweh. And it came to pass on the next day, that Pashur brought forth Jeremiah out of the stocks. Then said Jeremiah to him, Yahweh has not called your name Pashur, but Magormisabib. For thus says Yahweh, look, I will make you a terror to yourself, and to all your friends, and they will fall by the sword of their enemies, and your eyes will watch it, and I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he will carry them captive to Babylon, and will slay them with the sword. Moreover I will give all the riches of this city, and all its gains, and all its precious things, yes, all the treasures of the kings of Judah I will give into the hand of their enemies, and they will make them a prey, and take them, and carry them to Babylon. And you, Pashur, and all who dwell in your house will go into captivity, and you will come to Babylon, and there you will die, and there you will be buried, you, and all your friends, to whom you have prophesied falsely. O Yahweh, you have persuaded me, and I was persuaded, you are stronger than I, and have prevailed, I have become a laughingstock all the day, everyone mocks me. For as often as I speak, I cry, violence and destruction. Because the word of Yahweh has been a reproach to me, and a derision, all the day. And if I say, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name, then there is in my heart as it were a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I am weary with forbearing, and I can't contain. For I have heard the defaming of many, terror on every side. Denounce, and we will denounce him, say all my friends among common man, those who watch for my fall, perhaps he will be persuaded, and we will prevail against him, and we will take our revenge on him. But Yahweh is with me as a mighty one and a terrible, therefore my persecutors will stumble, and they will not prevail, they will be completely put to shame, because they have not dealt wisely, even with an everlasting dishonor which will never be forgotten. But, O Yahweh of hosts, who tries the righteous, who sees the heart and the mind, let me see your vengeance on them, for to you I have revealed my cause. Sing to Yahweh, praise you Yahweh, for he has delivered the soul of the needy from the hand of evildoers. Cursed be the day in which I was born, don't let the day in which my mother bore me be blessed. Cursed be the man who brought good news to my father, saying, a man child is born to you, making him very glad. And let that man be as the cities which Yahweh overthrew, and didn't repent, and let him hear a cry in the morning, and shouting at noontime. Because he didn't slay me from the womb, and so my mother would have been my grave, and her womb always pregnant. Why did I come forth out of the womb to see labor and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame?